They'll meet again today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The morning after President Trump and Democratic leaders sparred on primetime TV.
There is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
And calling for a steel wall to stop illegal immigration and close
a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
And the president added,
hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded,
the fact is, President Trump has chosen to hold hostage critical services for the health, safety, and well-being of the American people and withhold the paychecks of 800,000 innocent workers.
And Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said,
there's an obvious solution. Separate the shutdown from arguments over border security.
And they'll all talk again later at the White House on day 19 of this partial government shutdown. The deputy attorney general, who Republicans in Congress had threatened to impeach, is on his way out. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Rod Rosenstein, who for a year and a half oversaw the special counsel's Russia probe, will leave the Justice Department in the coming weeks. He's expected to stay on until a confirmation hearing is held for William Barr, set for next week. Barr is President Trump's pick to replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. A source familiar with the nomination says it was unlikely Barr would have accepted if he could not pick his own deputy. Barr will be on Capitol Hill today, making courtesy calls ahead of his confirmation hearing. Dave.
Rachel, Secretary of State Pompeo has gone to Iraq.
Pompeo meeting with American troops and Iraqi leaders. The visit happening as the Secretary of State tours Middle Eastern countries, promoting the Trump administration's hardline stance on Iran. But it also comes amid confusion among American allies about President Trump's plans to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
An American is in Iran, and he's been there for months, and he's apparently not allowed to leave.
He went missing in July while visiting his Iranian girlfriend. Now the mother of U.S. Navy veteran Michael White says that State Department officials tell her that her son is being detained in an Iranian prison. Joanne White tells the New York Times that all she knows is that he is alive, and officials have put in a request for a consular visit by the Swiss, as the U.S. has no official ties with Tehran. Mrs. White says her son, who had undergone treatment for a neck tumor, never boarded his flight out of the rogue nation after his sixth visit there. At least three other Americans are currently held in Iranian prisons accused of infiltration. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The UN has granted refugee status to a young woman who was stopped in Thailand after fleeing Saudi Arabia, claiming that she was getting away from an abusive family. And now Australia says it is considering granting the Saudi woman a refugee resettlement based on the UN's referral. Sorry. That's what Alaska Airlines is saying to passengers whose flight from Boston to LA took a lot longer than expected. 30 hours.
Alaska Airlines Flight 1367 sat for 2 hours before taking off from Logan International on Saturday evening. Then another hour and a half later, it was diverted to Buffalo. Tiffany Devereaux was on it.
The lights were flickering throughout the flight, and the entertainment system kept going in and out.
Passengers spent the night in the Buffalo airport with no food or water. Sunday morning, they took off again, but not to L.A., back to Boston instead, where they waited an hour and a half for a gate to open for their arrival.
Please remain calm. We will get to a gate. You will get off this airplane.
Alaska Airlines says the company, quote, failed them, and it deeply regrets the experience. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey, flying solo again with Stevie J on his trip to Asia. We've got a report that he's filed from his journey with Stevie J Travel and lots of other folks from the area traveling with him. It sounds like it's a great time. First, we got to get to your local news. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, is bringing this on, the place where you'll want to visit in case you're remodeling rooms in your home. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, just south of I-74 on Neal Street, or online, appliance-world.com. You've got your local news now with Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana fire crews responded to a house fire early yesterday morning. Two adults and a cat were displaced in the fire in the 2300 block of East Pennsylvania. No injuries were reported. The fire was in the attic, and detectors did not sound due to the fire being above the ceiling. There was an estimated $50,000 damage to the home. No word yet on a cause. The Champaign City Council tonight is set to vote on the fourth phase of the multi-corridor enhancement project. The News Gazette says the fourth phase will include the repaving of Wright Street from Springfield Avenue to Armory and of Armory from Wright to 4th Street. Construction would be done by December of 2020. Total cost of the fourth phase of the project would be about $13.2 million. So far, the project has been funded by a federal grant, but the rest will come from matching funds. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We got some Christmas gift money, and we decided the thing that we wanted and needed the most was a new washer and dryer. The old set was on its last legs. I mean, they were small, slow, and one was making a funny noise. But we wanted a great sale, so we shopped around. We wanted a washer with one of those full-size agitators, one that wasn't afraid to use some water, and a huge capacity and an equally large dryer. We found it all. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World had the perfect set, and they were $213 less than everyone else, even online. And they came with that famous, free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story and Champaign-Urbana during January. Get this full-featured lawn repair at huge savings. And with approved credit, get no-interest financing. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Now we'll take a look at your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors. Celebrating something or just because? 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. They've got two locations, one in Champaign at the Crossing and also at Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana. Sunny and breezy again today. Not as windy as yesterday, where the winds were sometimes 40 miles per hour. Today up to 21 miles per hour. Today's high 26, 16 our low tonight. Starting out with some clouds, afternoon sunshine on tomorrow's forecast. High 30, low 20, 35 the high. Clouds coming in on Friday, giving us a 70% chance of snow showers with a high 32 on Saturday. We're currently at 22, feels like 12 with the wind chill. Yep, that we're back to the winter weather on January 9th. Let's find out how things are with Stevie J in Asia with Stevie J Travel. I'm Diane Ducey. It's 8:709.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Stevie J. Thank you, Diane. I'm in Busan, South Korea. This is a port city, and it's the second largest city in South Korea. And it's beautiful. It's cold today. This is the only day we think we'll need our stocking cap on this adventure. Temperatures in the 30s, but sunny. We are now at the fish market. And if you've been to San Francisco, I think they have something comparable. This is the authentic fish market. I mean, this stuff just came out of the water. It's unbelievable how many people are here and how fresh this fish looks. Now, I will say some of this is, you know, really, really good looking and everything, but the stuff that's still alive and the way the crabs are kind of stacked on each other feels a little, I don't like that. I see these fish that are living that are in this little laundry basket, and they're trying to swim, and there's no room, and that kind of stuff. So I don't care if they're fresh, but alive and stuff. Anyway, that's just kind of the culture here. So we found ourselves empathizing with the fish. So there you go. But it's amazing. There's so many people here, and there has to be hundreds and hundreds of little itty-bitty stands with these South Koreans just working their behinds off. I mean, this is work, folks. You and me, we don't work. This is effort. These folks have got the right equipment. They've got hoses running on their fish. They're cutting it. They're preparing it. They're cooking it. In some cases, mostly it's all fresh. People are coming by this market and simply grabbing, pointing what they want. I've seen live squid in a little laundry basket trying to swim. And as I've mentioned before, this is the place where they cut the tentacles off and serve it live, and the little tentacles are moving. I believe that's here. We touched on that. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen it actually served like that, but I've certainly seen the squid where it could easily be done. So here we are in Busan, and again, we just got done with Nagasaki, Japan. I touched on that earlier. This is, it is unbelievable. We've done a lot of trips over the course of the last 20 years with radio listeners. This is really unique because this is so outside our culture. This is so far away from home. It is remarkable the kinds of things we're seeing and how diverse it is and how different it is and how 360 degrees in some cases of our culture versus theirs. South Korea is very, very much a Western-feeling country. There's no doubt. Obviously, we've heard about all the North Korean things. We're quite a ways from Seoul. Seoul's the biggest city in South Korea. And we're in Busan. And again, I believe it used to be called Busan with a P, now B, Busan. But it's, again, vibrant, incredible. If you really want information on our other trips that we take, you can go to steviejtravel.com, steviejtravel.com, and look. We're going on a lot of cool trips coming up in the next 8 to 12 months. We've got a great trip with Mary Beth coming up to Alaska in June. Janet and I are hosting a Rhine River cruise that's almost sold out. It's all at steviejtravel.com. We'd love you to come on an adventure with us. And this truly is an adventure when we're talking about the Grand Asia. So we'll spend the day in Busan. I'll talk to you coming up in just a bit here, Diane. I'll talk some more about where we are, some of the sights and sounds. But tomorrow we are at sea. We're at sea a couple of days. And then we'll be filing reports from Hong Kong on Friday. We're looking forward to doing that. So for now, from the fish market in Busan, South Korea, the biggest fish market I've ever seen in my life with fish that are unbelievable, this is Stevie J, ESPN
93.5. I love it. We're getting that experience that Stevie J is going through, seeing another part of the world through his eyes. Stevie J Travel also, and I've seen some updates on Facebook with some of the pictures. Incredible stuff for Stevie J and his family. I'm so happy we're a part of it here on ESPN 93.5. If you ever have comments, 359-2255. The top financial concerns amongst generations. We're combing over some of this financial stress with Busey, as it's one of the top causes for 28% of baby boomers, 46% of Generation X, and 42% of millennials, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. The 2018 Employee Financial Wellness Survey had experts working with Busey on some of these top financial concerns amongst each generation. They want to know that they can provide for their adult children when it comes to these baby boomers and what they're thinking. 32% are delaying retirement to retain their health care benefits. Generation Xers, those born from the mid-60s through the early 80s, are worried about running out of money now and in retirement. 51% concerned about not having enough money in savings to cover emergency expenses. And the millennials, born between the mid-80s to the early 2000s, are concerned about meeting current expenses. 30% struggling to pay their monthly expenses off. 44% of millennials regularly use credit cards to pay monthly necessities. Get back on track with the basics and a budget with Busey. They have a wealth of financial resources to help you get back on track. And now that we're 9 days into 2019, it's the perfect time to consult at Busey.com and visit their resource center. If you have financial concerns on your mind, Busey will help develop wealth, money, habits that will help you improve your finances. Visit any of the Busey convenient locations today online. They're at Busey.com, member FDIC, and you can also call 1-800-67-BUSEY. Back with sports headlines in a moment.
Want a good laugh?
Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Talk some basketball. I know the Parkland men's team beat Kankakee yesterday, and Parkland women's team went down against a South Suburban, and that final was 68-58. We have our Illinois women's basketball team in action tonight. We are 1-2 in the Big Ten, 9-5 overall, hosting Rutgers at 7 o'clock tonight. Of course, the men will host number 2 Michigan tomorrow at 7. We've got some basketball tickets to give away here on ESPN 93.5. If you want to text in IL after the show, I've been finding our winners and giving them pairs of tickets to pick up here at the radio station at in Urbana. And it's the introduction of their bobblehead night as we salute our Flying Illini. It'll be Kendall Gill night tomorrow night as we work with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. So make sure you're taking note of that with that game tomorrow night at the State Farm Center as the men take on number 2 Michigan. Again, the women in action tonight at 7 against Rutgers. We also have NBA basketball to talk about. Pacers beating Cleveland 123-115. Pacers are at Boston tonight. The Bulls are at Portland tonight. We also have NHL action with Dallas over the St. Louis Blues 3-1 yesterday. Nashville is at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks this evening. We have Big Ten basketball with Ohio State at Rutgers and Iowa at Northwestern. Last night, Michigan beat Purdue and Maryland beat Minnesota. Illinois football recruiting news has definitely been trending in Illini Nation. Tight end from Carville, Illinois, Luke Ford, is around 250 pounds, 6'6", seeking immediate eligibility, having 3 years remaining on the field. He went his freshman year to the University of Georgia, so that'll be cool to see Lovie Smith working with Luke Ford. ESPN 93.5, I've got your weather forecast coming up next. Thanks for taking us along this morning. We also have your weather to get to and that financial business minute.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At 7:19 here on ESPN 93.5, sunny and blustery is the word they're using to describe our winter weather today. Yep, we were in the 50s for a few days. Now back to only a high of 27. 14, our low with clear conditions tonight. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, currently at 23 miles per hour, making us have a wind chill of 10. We've got a high near 30 tomorrow, down to around 20 at night. 33 the high on Friday, an increase in the clouds. Chance of precipitation Friday night, and on Saturday's forecast, we could see some snow. I told you when it was 50, it enjoy it while it lasts, and that's where we're at. Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust in 2019. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com online. Bringing us our Fox Financial Business Minute on ESPN 93.5, it's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears Holdings CEO Eddie Lampert has been given another chance to try to save the company. Bankruptcy judge Robert Drain says Lampert must make a $120 million deposit and revise his bid for the chain to participate in an auction for Sears on Monday. ESL says its proposal to keep some stores open is better than liquidation and is the only option to save up to 50,000 jobs. Home builder Lennar is reporting a mixed quarter. Though Lennar delivered more homes and made more money than expected, Wall Street was expecting even better overall numbers. Apple CEO Tim Cook received a 22% pay raise last year. A security filing says he was paid $15.7 million. The company's year ended in September, months before the company confirmed slower than expected iPhone sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Sudden, I feel like playing soccer. I'm Diane Ducey here on ESPN 93.5, and in running the board, I see there's all kinds of hotkeys that Stevie doesn't use very often. And I see the old soccer song is on here, so I guess I hit that one. In any case, hope your morning's going well. Thanks for taking us along. Stevie J sure has had some riveting radio interviews, and I always think it's nice to connect with fellow animal lovers as he speaks with Lisa Arturo about Hope for Paws here on ESPN 93.5.
Lisa Arturo, and you're with Hope for Paws.
Yes.
I saw the viral video of Duncan. I guess I want to start with what is Hope for Paws? How did it start? What do you do?
We're an animal rescue organization, and specifically our rescue organization gets daily phone calls, emails, text messages about animals out on the streets, in abandoned areas, in the desert, under homes, rivers, on the streets, just kind of anywhere that are in distress, neglected, abandoned, or abused. And we run out to rescue them and get them medical care and or training and give them a chance at a new life.
Tell me about Duncan.
Duncan was a senior dog that was covered in car oil. He was blind. He had some tumors on him. He was very old, neglected. He had barely any teeth in his mouth. We're not quite sure how he ended up at that mechanic shop, but they called us. My coworker, Joanne Wilson, and I ran out and rescued him, got him to the hospital. And actually, our vet said that it was not a good prognosis, and they didn't really think that he was going to make it. But I said that I wanted to give him another chance, and we were going to do everything that we could. And he pulled through, and we sent him to a senior rescue called Frosted Faces to live out his life. So we're really happy that he pulled through at the time, and he's so far has had a really good year of life, but he is at this point declining.
Lisa Arturo with Hope for Paws. If folks go look up Duncan and find this video, over 21 million people have seen the thing. It brings tears to your eyes, but it doesn't alleviate the issue, Lisa, that there are kind of like sand on the beach. There's that many pets that need help. How do you do this? How do you fund it? How do you get it done?
So that's such a great question. Thank you for asking. We raise money through our videos. That's how we get our donations. So worldwide, if you go to hopeforpaws.org and you check us out on Facebook and on YouTube, we are constantly updating new rescue videos, and we ask people, even if you can only donate $5 a month, $10, $20, whatever you can do, it really helps us absorb the cost for medical care, training, and everything else that these animals need. Unfortunately, there are so many people out there that can barely take care of themselves that, you know, the animals get the least amount of care, and love and some food and water are always important, but, you know, they're animals, and they need more than just that. They get sick like we do, and it's just an ongoing crisis with animals that aren't getting the care that they need. So I really hope that, you know, by watching our videos, people will not turn a blind eye, and actually if they see an animal in distress, to call a rescue organization, to call animal control, or actually even do something themselves.
Would you like to see Hope for Paws in every city?
Yes, I would love to see Hope for Paws in every country.
Well, you got a big heart. It's an endless job, but you saved Duncan and you save dogs like that all the time. And again, it's tough work, man. I mean, I think I'm pretty slow to anger. When I see an animal in that bad a shape, I get mad at people.
Yes, well, every day I have to wake up and put on my armor, because if I don't, I would crumble. So, you know, it's not about my feelings, it's about them. And so I have to put my feelings aside, and it's a very selfless act to see that every day. But, you know, we have to do it for them. Somebody has to do it for them. And people can get out there and volunteer at your local shelter, participate, donate, do whatever they can to help out and participate so this crisis can end.
Applause, applause. Tell people how they find you, Lisa.
Yes, hopeforpaws.org. You can check us out on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. You can go facebook.com/hopeforpawscalifornia.
Hey, I really appreciate the time. Thank you for what you're doing. It was a touching, touching story. We'll add a few thousand more to your views there. Not that it matters. You're 21 million people. Come on. Everybody just give a dollar, right?
Yes, yes, please. And if you can share Duncan's video, that would help as well. We just want it to spread like wildfire.
Good work, Lisa. Thanks for your minutes. Appreciate
right,
it.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.creditunion.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
ESPN 93.5, let's talk about Honda BMW and the things you can do in your new upgraded vehicle in 2019. Boy, it would be a great day to take a test drive. And if you'd like to surf online and see some of the selection, drivechampagne.com is an excellent site where you can poke around. I know my husband and I went in and talked with Jason about some pre-owned vehicles. Honda President's award-winning dealership. Stevie J and I joke about how you could drop your lasagna on the floor and eat it. Service before, after, during the sale. It's Honda BMW with Ben Quattrone. DriveChampagne.com.
Though Lennar delivered more homes and made more money than expected, Wall Street was expecting even better overall numbers.
To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border.
The president in a primetime address from the Oval Office last night. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said after,
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
The partial government shutdown over the border wall funding dispute is in its 19th day now. Top congressional leaders from both parties meet with the president again at the White House this afternoon. Negotiators at U.S.-China trade talks in Beijing say they went well. Those talks were supposed to last 2 days and stretched into a third today. No details have been made public. These are the first talks since President Trump and China's President Xi announced a 90-day truce on new tariffs last month. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Board tonight is set to vote on whether to write off more than $4 million in bad debt from the nursing home. The News Gazette says the county executive says that amount of debt is more than 210 days old. And because it is that old, it should be considered uncollectible at this point. The nursing home is still owned by the county, even though there had been a deal to sell it. If you own a vehicle with a push-button start, remember to take your key fob out of the vehicle when you're not in it. USA Today says the number of vehicle thefts is up, and officials with the National Crime Bureau say it's largely because people make it easy for thieves by leaving the key fobs in the vehicles. Vehicles that have a push-button start won't start unless the key fob is nearby. Thieves stole more vehicles in 2017 than they had in any single year since 2009. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Clemson comes out right away and punches the heavy favorite right in the jaw. Alabama responded. They punched Clemson right back. They're up 16-14 at one point. But the challenger, and it's not doing Clemson a service to call him Buster Douglas. The underdog, though, took those punches and punched right back. And at some point, you realized, Alabama realized, I'm in a fight. And then after Alabama realized it was in a fight and it was getting punched, it turned into sort of a punch-drunk boxer, throwing empty haymakers up against air. That was Nick Saban panicking, going for it on 4th and 6 with a fake field goal? With your kicker as the lead blocker? Seriously? That's panic.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right? Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs. I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo. Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then. Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less. Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it. Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Those in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. You need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A.O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Hey Cardinals Nation, the Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the Caravan, the Cardinals Caravan, rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
And we do have information that have been coming in on our Cardinal Caravan. Just to let you know, it's at noon on January 18th at the iHotel, presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Jose Martinez will be part of the crew that we can have a little Q&A with. Lante working the mic at the iHotel. Again, January 18th, St. Louis Cardinal Caravan. John Brebbia, John Gant, Lane Thomas, Al Rabisky, and Benji Molina, all some of the folks that we can talk to, along with broadcaster Tom Ackerman. Be a part of it at noon at the iHotel with the Q&A from Lante, who's on here on ESPN 93.5 between 4 and 6 with Michael Carpenter. It's our annual St. Louis Cardinal Caravan event. Again, make a note, noon on Friday the 18th. Well, I need to get into our weather forecast here on ESPN 93.5, and it is brought to you by Watts Copy System, your local copier and printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Consult them for an upgrade on technology in your office. WattsCopy.com. We've got sunshine and windy conditions today. High 25, low 16. Right now we have northwesterly winds around 25 miles per hour. We've got some morning clouds, but afternoon sunshine expected tomorrow. High 30, low 20. Up to 35 on Friday, down to 27. We got more clouds as the day progresses, and then a chance for precipitation. 70% chance of snow showers on Saturday's forecast with a high around 35. So back to the winter weather. We are currently at 22, feels like 10. ESPN 93.5. We'll be talking about President Trump and his primetime address yesterday and what he's saying about the United States and Mexican border and what we Americans should be concerned about. That's next on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-day same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and Comfort Club maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, inviting brave souls to register now for the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet on Saturday, March 9th. Hashtag freezing for a reason. The reason, over 1,000 Special Olympics athletes benefits from year-round sports competitions and training. Get registered before Valentine's Day to be guaranteed your official plunger hoodie or Donut Dash shirt the day of the event. Go to plungeillinois.com today.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5. As I welcome to the airwaves, Audrea Taylor, how are you? Let me make sure I'm hitting the right button. Audrea, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. Thank you for being on with us. Did you watch President Trump on primetime TV yesterday?
Certainly. I mean, that was an important address, his first address from the Oval Office. I think he did a great job really making his case to the American people.
And what case would that be? I know that I've had all these meetings coming up as we get back into the new year, and I totally missed it. So update me on what was said.
Right. Well, he really made his case for why he is asking Congress for funding for the border wall. He talked about the security risks that America is currently experiencing because of really open borders in many portions because there's no barrier. He talked about the fact that 1 in 3 women are sexually assaulted as they're trying to cross the border in that border trek. He talked about last month alone there were 20,000 children who came into the United States illegally. And then he talked about the fact that 90% of the drugs coming into the United States come across the southern border and the fact that we really need border security. And so really he was his opportunity to plead his case to the American people. We're in day 18 of gridlock and government shutdown, as you know. And the fact is, Democrats and Republicans really need to come together and negotiate a deal to bring an end to the government shutdown and also to create border security, not only that protects all of Americans and immigrants that are here in America, but also a system that protects the individual that is seeking to come to the United States. And so President Trump laid out really the core reasons why he needs funding for the border wall. And then we heard the Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, give a response to his address. And so it was a good moment for the whole nation to hear from both sides of the aisle on these important issues.
As a political strategist, Audrea Taylor, I know you're into this, but I'm just totally mad and fed up. And like I said about the address last night, I'm just looking away, and I don't think I'm alone. We're just sick of the political gridlock, as you mentioned. And why can't the president come down on this funding when we spend money, getting other countries out of debt? I mean, I just feel like we could figure out this money.
Right. Well, really, I mean, you make a great point. It's really not about the money. It's about the border wall and the fact that Democrats simply don't want to give in on this one. If it was about funding, like you said, they would find ways to cut in other places. There is $5.7 billion, which sounds like a lot of money to us, but there's certainly a lot of government spending that could be cut back in different ways to find this money in the budget. Really, you know, the question that I walked away asking is what do the Democrats want out of this? Because this could be a political moment that could be beneficial for both parties, the fact that Republicans are asking for some sort of barrier at the border. But there's also things that the Democrats, you would think, would be and should be asking for. The fact that they could be asking for a pathway for DACA recipients in America. I mean, there's a lot of things that they could be really negotiating and bringing to the table that could be significant wins to the Democratic Party that they're not asking for. And so that's where when you have two sides that aren't bringing anything to the table, it makes you wonder, is this for political gains? I think that's why we're in day 18 of a government shutdown. It doesn't have to be that way. We need a really – Republicans can do a better job of really pressing Democrats on what is it that you would like to see, because they also are in a position of strength to negotiate something that may be something that they want, and perhaps the Republicans don't. But bottom line is we do need border security, and this does seem to be an issue that the president is not willing to budge on.
That's right. Audrey Taylor with us on ESPN 93.5 as the president addressed the nation on the humanitarian and national security crisis on our southern border last night on TV. You know, you mentioned, Audrey, the 20,000 illegals. I keep hearing that everybody's fudging this number to work for their own political gain. Have you heard that?
Yeah, certainly there's been different numbers that have been floated around. The president said last night, so this is, of course, the White House's numbers, that there was 20,000 children illegally brought into the country last month, so just last month alone. And I think one of the important aspects of his address is the fact that he really talked about it not only from the standpoint of protecting Americans, but also from the standpoint of protecting the individual that's crossing the border. And we all know this. I mean, human trafficking is a real problem. Human smuggling is a real problem. We have drug cartels that are real problems. Women being sexually assaulted and abused coming across the border is a real problem. Mm-hmm. And so you would think that both sides of the aisles would want a system that really protects the individual that's coming across. I mean, we're a nation of immigrants. Everyone wants immigration to America. I don't think anyone is debating that we shouldn't or arguing that we shouldn't have immigration to America. We're talking about the system in which that happens. And so, you know, everyone needs to be adults and come to the table and realize, hey, we should have a system that we don't have. We don't see children being brought across in terrible circumstances that are not protected and not safe situations. I don't think any American wants that. And so let's create a process that is safe for the individual wanting to come to America, and that also is safe for Americans here so that we don't have MS-13 gang members coming across or maybe unknown terrorists, but we have a screening process that's in place. And so we certainly do need protection on our border, and I think both sides of the aisle need to come together and really lay out these issues and realize that a physical barrier is probably necessary, and there's other things that we can do to clean up the immigration process like DACA as well.
Hear, hear. Such a smart gal. Thanks, Audrey Taylor, for being on with us at ESPN 93.5. We appreciate your insight. If someone wants to continue the conversation with you, how do they reach out to you?
Thanks. They can find us at imtomorrow.com. And it's imtomorrow.com.
Excellent. Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
All right. Audrea Taylor on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
talk some basketball. I know Michigan State over Purdue, 77-59 yesterday. We had Maryland beating Minnesota, Ohio State, and Rutgers are going at it tonight, Iowa and Northwestern. Parkland ended up beating Kankakee in a tight one, 62-61 yesterday. The women got an upset. South Suburban beat them 68-58. We have our Illini women's basketball team hosting Rutgers tonight at 7. We are 1-2 in the Big Ten and 9-5 overall. Don't forget our men are in action against number 2 Michigan tomorrow at 7. And folks have been texting in at 359-2255. If they want a pair of tickets, we got them to give away at the end of the show here on ESPN 93.5. And they're starting the Flying Illini Bobblehead Night with Kendall Gill featured tomorrow. So pretty exciting stuff. Don't forget, after the debut, the next day, the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit, is your place to go. And we've got some that we're giving away here on ESPN 93.5 as you listen to the Tank Harp Show after 4. Illinois recruiting news, the tight end from Carterville, Illinois, Luke Ford. Welcome aboard. He'll seek immediate eligibility and have 3 years remaining. He started his freshman year at the University of Georgia. 6'6", 250 pounds, this tight end, Luke Ford from Carterville. We've been hearing a lot of good news in Illinois football recruiting news. I love it. We also have some NBA action to talk about with the Pacers beating Cleveland, 123-115. They are at Boston tonight. We had Thaddeus Young leading Indiana with 26 points. And the Bulls are at Portland tonight. NHL, we had Dallas over the St. Louis Blues 3-1. Nashville is at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tonight. In the coaching carousel that's been spinning around here at the beginning of the year, I see that from Texas Tech and the University of Southern Cal, looks like Cliff Kingsbury will be the new hire for the Arizona Cardinals. I'll have to make sure Lante knows that. ESPN 93.5, of course, we've got some NFL action to look forward to on Saturday, starting out with the Colts and the Chiefs, and then Dallas and the L.A. Rams, L.A. Chargers and New England Patriots on Sunday, and then the Philadelphia Eagles and New Orleans Saints going at it. So good stuff. If you're into the playoffs, I'm now that the Bears are out, I'm just kind of bitter. I was reading about a bar up in the Chicagoland area creating a field goal in the backyard area and having folks attempt that 43-yard kick, and then they get an award with some drinks and things like that as Bears fans try to come out of their depression. ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short sleeve and long sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
I'm coming out of my sportscast here on ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey, Stevie J in Asia, Steve Suderman from Good Vibes. There's no better way to watch sports than on a great big screen TV from Good Vibes.
Boy, I got to agree with you there, Diane. And there's a little football game coming up in February. And, unfortunately, the Bears have no chance of being the double doink elimination. Boy, that was hard to watch. I guess they proved that kick was tipped, but... Oh, boy, that was tough to watch.
I know it.
The good news is all of the Sony 4K TVs in stock are at the same low prices they were on the Thanksgiving weekend. And I mean, they're the lowest prices of the year. So those 65 and 85, however big you want to go, they are at the deal prices. And the OLED, we've got an extra special sauce on the LG 65-inch OLED TV, which this is my pick of the litter. This is what Steve wants for his own. It's $24.99. We can't even put that on our website or advertise it because we get in trouble. But I can say it on the radio because we're cheaper than Amazon or Best Buy or anyplace else. So there's that. Dish has announced, and this happens about once a year, that there's going to be a price increase coming up. If you sign up now, you lock in today's rate and save the price increase for at least the 2 years of the agreement. So you can, if you've been thinking about maybe Dish, Hopper, get it now and save yourself $120. That happens on the 15th, so all we have to do is get the paperwork done before then and get it installed sometime this month. So there's that. I know that there's a bunch of people that are kind of old school when it comes to audio. We have stereo equipment here. Now, we talk about surround sound and home theater and subwoofers and 5.1 and all that stuff, but two-channel sound is still a big deal. If you've ever thought about dragging the record player out of the closet, we have receivers that'll play those things for as little as $149.
Nice. Which
is a killer stereo speaker. So good ways to do audio here, too.
I guess so. Where can we find you in case we want to tap into a lot of these bargains?
Well, we're at gvibes.com on the web, and the physical store is 1501 North Prospect here in Champaign.
Nice. All right, thanks for checking in with us, Steve. Have a good one.
All right, Diane.
All right, take care. Good vibes, gvibes.com, ESPN 93.5. We will get your weather forecast to get to shortly.
Not too early to purchase your pool passes for summer 2019. The Urbana Park District is selling passes for Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. Buy passes at Phillips Recreation Center or at Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Buy them just for the summer or buy an annual membership that gets you into the indoor or outdoor facility. Swimming is a great way to have fun and exercise in the wintertime. Find more information at urbanaparks.org or call 217-384-7665. Think warm thoughts and buy your pool passes for year-round fun with the Urbana Park District today.
If 2018 was another year of I'll get out of this bad job someday, why haven't you considered an information technology career? Is it because you're not a math whiz? Look, that's okay. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Classes meet on campus or live online just a few times a week. Make new year, new career your resolution at mycomputercareer.edu. Mycomputercareer.edu.
I've got your weather forecast now on ESPN 93.5, and it's brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Proud to provide their current and future customers with exceptional service and solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. They're industrial equipment experts, and you can visit online at cmiclean.com or 359-6262. Welcome to winter again. After days of sunshine and 50, I know it was breezy yesterday and windy again today with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Today's high 25, 16 hour low this evening. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high 30, low 20 on tomorrow's forecast. Clouds on Friday with a high 35, low 27. Chance of precipitation in the evening Friday, and snow showers with a high 33 expected on Saturday. ESPN 93.5. Don't forget that Cardinal Caravan again. That's January 18th at the I Hotel at noon. We have Jose Martinez and, let's see, six or seven other players. Broadcaster Tom Ackerman is coming to the I Hotel. And the question and answers with Alon Tay is always a fun feature, something Stevie typically does. But instead of working the room with the mic, Stevie J is in Asia. And he's been checking in with reports for us on ESPN 93.5, and I appreciate hearing him and the experiences that his family is getting as he tours Asia in five different countries. I was just looking over my guest list here for the State Farm Center on Saturday night as comedian and ventriloquist Jeff Dunham comes into town with his passively aggressive tour featuring some of his twisted cohorts, Peanut, Walter, Jose Jalapeno, Bubba J, and, of course, Ahmed, the dead terrorist. I know that was Corey Plotner of St. Joe's favorite when he won tickets earlier this week. Jennifer Drennan in Sydney, Ryan Wagle in Royal, and Mary Schlorf in Philo, all winning pairs of tickets here on ESPN 93.5. Today, when you text in IL to 359-2255, you could win tickets to tomorrow's game as the Illini face Michigan. We say go Illini in a big way here on ESPN 93.5.
Living our promise.